The California-based electric car manufacturer, Tesla, is hitting some roadblocks as it sets up shop in Massachusetts. The company sells directly to consumers in much the same way that Apple sells its products at Apple stores. But car dealerships say that when it comes to cars, that's against the law. They say Tesla needs to use a middleman, a dealer franchise. Tesla does not agree, so the car dealers are taking the fight to court and to the state legislature. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the tussle between Tesla and the auto dealers.
If you go to the upscale Natick Mall, opposite Victoria's Secret, you'll notice a store that's become a sort of tourist attraction.
Faster than a BMW M5, Maseratis, Aston Martins.
Really?
Yeah, about 4 seconds flat, 0 to 60.
Grown men fawn over the shiny navy car in the Tesla shop. It's called a Model S, and it's an electric luxury sports car. Motor Trend named it the 2013 Car of the Year. A salesman touts the virtues of the Tesla to a potential customer who notices the sticker price on this particular car is $126,000.
There's no negotiation at all.
That's correct. You know, we really wanted to alleviate a lot of the headaches about buying a car these days, and you know, we'd get rid of the dealership model, get rid of the haggling and negotiation.
This isn't a dealership. It's a factory store owned directly by the car company, in this case, Tesla.
Yeah.
The car buying experience was a major selling point for Peter Kirby. He's from Cambridge and works in finance.
Sat in the car in the showroom, and that night I put a deposit down.
Kirby has owned a Honda, a Volvo, and an Audi in the past. And when he bought them, he says he always faced a runaround.
Where you're looking for this, and they have something that's almost that, but it doesn't have this feature, it doesn't have that, and then they try to push something extra on you that you don't necessarily want.
Kirby says buying his Tesla was something else.
I went online, picked exactly what I wanted, knew what the price was. It's just a much easier experience, I'd have to say.
Kirby paid $90,000 for his car. Tesla execs say a direct sales model is critical to their success. They say they're introducing new technology and need to persuade customers it's worth the money. So far, they only have about 19,000 of these Model S's out on the road.
We are not undertaking this model to in any way compromise the existing franchise dealer system.
That's Dermot O'Connell. He's in charge of Tesla's business development. He insists Tesla never intended to take on the traditional car dealerships, but that's what's happening. The Massachusetts Auto Dealers Association says Tesla is breaking the law, specifically Chapter 93B, the franchise law.
The way the law is written currently, a manufacturer cannot own a store.
Scott Duby is president of the state's Auto Dealers Association. He owns a Hyundai dealership in Wilmington. So because dealers, like Duby, think Tesla is breaking the law, in the fall of 2012, the association sued Tesla in Norfolk Superior Court. The judge ruled that the auto dealers had no standing to bring this case to begin with because Tesla isn't like Chevy or Honda. It doesn't already operate any franchises that are members in the Auto Dealers Association. But that was not the end of the legal battle. The Dealers Association appealed, and the state's highest court picked up the case. Oral arguments are expected in February. Duby says Tesla is creating a model for unfair competition.
You know, if Tesla was to exist on its own, would that be the end of the world for us? No, it wouldn't be the end of the world. It's the precedent that it sets going forward that, you know, if you don't like the law, you just ignore it. So Ford, Chevy, Honda, Toyota, whoever it is, just ignore that part of the law and don't worry about it. Just go in and open up a franchise. Call it something else. They won't pay attention.
Duby worries about Chinese and Indian companies entering the market and selling their cheaper cars directly to customers. He said it could disrupt the entire franchise system. Tesla is wrestling with similar battles in other states, and in fact, it's already lost a fight in Texas. But Dermot O'Connell says car dealers need to adapt.
The dealers are trying to preserve a de facto monopoly that they've created over the course of the past century.
As both sides wait for a court decision, they're also sparring at the State House over competing bills, one that would ban Tesla stores and another that would keep their doors open.
We've been warmly welcomed to Massachusetts. The one exception seems to be the Massachusetts Dealers Association. They have sued us twice, seeking to have our stores shut down.
They say that they don't have enough vehicles right now in sales to support a dealer system. I think that's a lot of hogwash, quite frankly.
Massachusetts dealers say they don't want to put the brakes on Tesla. It's a cool car, they admit. The company just needs to go through a dealer. Robert Okoneski is with the Auto Dealers Association.
When Toyota first started here in this country, it started with a single dealership. Nissan, a single dealership. Hyundai, Honda, they all started with single dealerships and expanded outward.
The issue is whether Tesla needs to follow that same battered path. Whatever the Supreme Judicial Court decides, Jeff Schuster says Tesla faces a long, bumpy road ahead. Schuster is an analyst with LMC Automotive in Detroit. He says Tesla may win here in Massachusetts, but the big question is how this Tesla tussle plays out across the country. And that could fundamentally change the way we buy cars.
We could see this meeting somewhere in the middle if we look out into the future. I think it potentially could be some sort of a compromise where Tesla has more freedom than what the current structure allows.
In the long run, Schuster says, a world where both models can exist side by side would benefit car shoppers. But that decision isn't up to him. For now, the government is in the driver's seat. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.